2. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Okay, the question of why the current is so important to the young salmon was asked, and I'd like to respond to this. Smolts, the young salmon, hatch from their eggs in fresh water. Before the large-scale construction of dams, the young fish used the strong current from the spring runoff of melting snow to get to the sea in between 6 and 20 days. It's necessary for them to reach the sea within this window of time because during these days, the smolts' bodies undergo the physiological changes for adaptation to salt water. The net result of the slow current is that many of the young fish don't survive the trip, which can now take up to, 60 days to reach the sea. What happens is their bodies have adapted to salt water conditions, but they're still in fresh water. Obviously, with fewer fish surviving the trip to the sea, there are fewer adult salmon to migrate back up the rivers for breeding. The solutions to the problem that have been presented have not been very successful. Many scientists think that the artificial method of getting the fish to the sea by barge has killed more fish than it saves. The suggestions some people have made concerning increasing the flow rate temporarily by either releasing water from upstream reservoirs or reducing the water level in all linked reservoirs for the period of smolt migration would be a partial solution to the declining salmon numbers. Unfortunately, both of these proposals have met with criticism from the power companies that manage the dams.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they support the points made in the reading.